You ever feel like getting away from it all, but it just doesn't seem possible? Well, it's possible. We're about to meet a chef who studied in Paris, starred in a high-profile kitchen, got good reviews, but now you will find Matthew Sezich in a rural Amish community. Jennifer Mitchell from Maine Public Radio tells us how he got there.
Y'all have a good day.
See ya.
It's not what most Americans will envision when they hear there's a new charcuterie in town run by a former hotshot Chicago chef. The shop is a converted cabin tucked away in a pine forest. You have to drive down a long, snowy track to get there. Inside, ropes of andouille, kielbasa, and sweet beef bologna hang from hooks above the counter. And instead of the familiar shrink-wrapped Slim Jims, handmade meat sticks, fat as cigars, sit in a jar by a hand-cranked register.
How are you doing today?
Still, customers are coming into Matthew Sezich's shop. Mark Warren has driven an hour in the snow to buy some of the sausages, smoked hams, and cheeses.
So you came all the way down here just for this?
I did. A little of everything is handmade, and you can't get anything any better. Pretty amazing what he can do from scratch.
And that's exactly the kind of review a diner might have given Sezich 10 years ago after forking over $350 for a single meal. Sezich studied cuisine at Johnson and Wales University and crossed the pond to learn French techniques. He says Julia Child herself taught him how to make an omelet.
From there, it was a wild tale of chasing the, I guess you could say, the four-star holy grail of the cuisine world, and traveled all over the country working at various great restaurants, working for great chefs to someday be great.
But he and his family have now chosen to settle in the main town of Unity, population 2,000, to open up a deli shop, simply called Charcuterie. It's in a growing Amish community where he and his family have joined the church and embraced all that goes with it. A wood stove in the corner provides the only heat. When the winter light fades in the afternoon, oil lamps will light the shop. Sezich has built a pine plank cold room with 79 tons of hand-hewn ice harvested from a local lake to keep his ingredients chilled. And all the meat must be ground by hand. They've also adopted the unfancy dress of the Amish, and Sezich is now sporting a beard that falls past his chest. It's a radical departure from the path Sezich was on 25 years ago as a military man serving in the Persian Gulf, or even 10 years ago when he brought that military manner into the kitchen as a sous chef at the renowned Charlie Trotter's in Chicago.
I thought I was on top of the world, and I had the best job that you could have, and working for one of the best restaurants in the world and being a commander of many. I think we had 35 young people I tortured on a daily basis.
That's an assessment borne out by his former sous chef, Sean Fowler, now chef owner of Mandolin in Raleigh, North Carolina. He describes it as the best of times and the worst of times, with an insanely passionate man who was half masochist and half sadist in equal measure. And Sezich admits he demanded a perhaps unattainable perfection.
I was kind of crazy.
And Sezich wasn't happy. Something was missing, and he says he didn't find it until he adopted a traditionalist Christian faith and started a homestead. Happiness now, he says, is living off the grid as an Amish family. Everyone has had to adapt. His kids now take a pony to school instead of the bus. His wife stays home to care for the family. And whether charcuterie thrives as a business remains to be seen.
We probably only have very small sales these days, but I trust that God's going to provide for us exactly what we need to get by.
And he says whatever happens, he won't ever be reaching for the Michelin stars again. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.